Welcome to Shomar Shavah Nadav, Shir Sponsor, Lo Nishma Sayim Yaakov Sholem, and Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara in the end of Amud Beis brings the Agata, which was brought down a few times in Shas. Hane'elovim ve'einem oilvim. The ones that were insulted, but they don't insult back. Shoyimim chirposom ve'en mishivim. They hear the embarrassment, they don't answer. Oysi me'avo v'smeichim be'isurim. They do with love, and they're happy with their suffering. The lovers of Kadosh Baruch Hu will be like the power of the sun. The Maharshiv already points out over here that what does it have to do with the sun? It has to do with the sun the same way that when the moon complained against the sun and said that if you cannot have two kings with one crown, the sun did not answer. And the end result was that the sun became a Mor HaGadol, the big light. So anybody that does not answer in a time of a fight, when someone insults him, so he will have the power and the reward of the sun. Now there's an idea over here that's brought down in a few Sfarim, and the one who says it clearly is the Chofetz Chaim in Shmiras HaLashon. And he says like this, there's three stages, three levels of one who's getting insulted. The one who is Ne'elov, the way he replies. And this is the three stages of the Gemara. Stage number one is the Ne'elovim Ve'inam Olvim. One is being insulted by somebody else. He doesn't go back. He doesn't answer. He starts insulting the guy back. He tries to protect himself. He tries to defend himself. But he doesn't say anything bad to the person who's fighting with him. That's stage one. It's very nice, very rewarded, but it's not as great. The next stage is shoymim chiposom ve'im mishivim. They hear the chirpa, they hear the embarrassment, but they don't answer. They don't even try to defend themselves. They accept it. But the third and highest level brings the Chofetz Chaim is oisi me'avo v'smeichim b'yisurim. Not only they don't answer, but they're happy. They appreciate. They say thank you for the fact that I get yisurim. Yisurim mechapri. That's a kaparo. They're happy with it. And connect the ear to yisoid is two mekayrus gdoilim. One is a little different, but connects beautifully, is the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis and Maseches Ovis Perek Dalet Mishnah Dalet. That he brings what he saw in one of the Sifrei Hamidos, that they asked the Chosid, the big tzaddik, they asked him, what was the highest, best day of your life? What was the day you were the happiest? So he says, he brought the story that one time he was in a boat and there was some person who was rich and felt very good about himself. And he came to the place where this chassid was sitting, which was a low grade place. It was between the baggages, between the luggage. And this person, this rich person came and he saw this chassid and he wanted to disgrace him. So he urinated on him. And the chassid said that at that moment, that did not disturb him at all. And being in that madrego, that someone came to embarrass him, to cause him such pain, and it did not bother him, that in itself was the highest, most happiest day of his life, that he got to that level, to that madrigal. And the Rambam brings that to speak about someone who's far away from Gaivo, the highest level of Shiflus. But Lechora, this connects what we're saying, that a person is Sameyach B'Yisurim. These embarrassments don't disturb him. He takes it as something B'Simcha. He accepts what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him. And the Peleoyetz brings, he quotes from Chaim Vital in the Shai Gedusha that says that a person should be running after people to disgrace him. He should go after people that try to embarrass him and accept that behavel. Because Chaim Unois Nechai is giving you life. And the Peleoyetz adds to it and says that every time a person gets an embarrassment from another person, that is a way for him to get punished in this world and not to be punished in a different way. Every embarrassment is a Yisurim Mechaprim, it's what a person gets that's in lieu of other Yisurim. And a person should be happy with them and should accept them behavel because that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu intended to give him. And he says it's like if the king needs to punish somebody, instead of punishing a big punishment, he gives him a small punishment. Won't he be happy? So a person who gets embarrassed by his friend should be very happy. It's a much lower punishment getting punished by Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he adds one more line. He says, if that happens from your friend, kol shekein from your wife. If your wife embarrasses you, your wife that loves you embarrasses you, so kol shekein you should accept in be'avo that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you, the low quality punishment that a person should run after and accept it. This is the true smeichim b'yisurim. And we'll just end with the story that the Chofetz Chaim brings in the footnote over there in Shmiras HaLashon. The story is brought down, the Sefer told us Adam, which is a Sefer which is written on Rav Zalman Volozhiner, the brother of Chaim Volozhiner, who was nifted at a very young age, and he was already, as the young age that he was mamish, one of G'doyle Ador. And the story goes that once somebody, not someone so important, came and embarrassed Rav Zalman Volozhiner, and he started crying. So Rav Chaim, his brother, asked him, he says, I know how great you are. Why do you care so much that some yid told you something not so nice? You cry because of that? Said Rav Zalman, I'm not crying because what the yid said. I'm crying because what he said disturbed me a little bit. And the fact that it bothered me, that's what I'm crying about. It shouldn't bother me. I should be able to be smeichim b'yisurim. The fact that I'm not fully content with the fact that the person said something bad about me, that shows that I'm not in the full madrig that I could be. That's why he was crying. This is the MSD, smeichim b'yisurim, the highest level you could get to, that the Gemara mentions over here. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.